In the first reading, there are those incredible words, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be like snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool." And did anybody ever hear Mahalia Jackson sing that? If you didn't, go home and look on YouTube and find Mahalia Jackson singing, "Though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be white as snow." You won't forget it. Today is Backpack Blessing Sunday here at St. Catherine's. We have been planning this day for some time. Children and young people of our church have brought their backpacks to church to be blessed. We will ask God to bless these children as they start a new school year tomorrow. We will ask God to bless their teachers, their bus drivers, their lunchroom workers, their room assistants, their school nurses, school counselors, and all those who watch over them while they learn. We have been bringing supplies. You see the backpacks that you have filled that will be taken to Temple Terrace Elementary School for children who don't have someone to help them get their supplies. And there's a new beginning in the air. It's been a long time since I got children ready for a new school year. My two sons are now almost 50 and 42. It's been a long time. But granddaughter Claire starts fourth grade tomorrow. So yesterday morning while we were swimming, she told me about her new backpack, her new shoes, her new outfits, and everything that she needs for the new school year. Now, I know things are different now than when I started Mrs. Butler's fourth grade class at Comstock Elementary School in Miami in the fall of 1956. Back then, I think I had to take a pencil case. Remember those cardboard things that folded and they snapped? I kept a couple of pencils, and that was about it. Being so out of the loop of school things now, I thought I would find out just what is supposed to be in Claire's backpack for fourth grade. So I went to the Sandpine Elementary School website at Wesley Chapel and found out what Claire is supposed to have in her backpack. Are you ready? Tape with dispenser, one. 24 sharpened pencils. One pack of crayons, markers, or colored pencils. One red and one blue pen. Two highlighters. 4 to 8 glue sticks. I don't know if they eat them or something. I don't know. 4 one-subject, 3-hole punch notebooks, spiral or composition. 1 half-inch, 3-ring binder. 1 ream of printer paper. 4 plastic folders with prongs, assorted colors. 5 plastic pocket dividers for binder, priority. 1 pair of small scissors with name. 1 pencil box with name. 1 package of Lysol or Clorox wipes. 1 basic protractor. Earbuds or headphones for personal use to keep at school. 2 boxes of tissues. 1 package of post-it notes. 1 dry erase expo marker. Those are required. And then now for classroom donations. Extra box of tissues. Extra binder. Paper towels, latex-free Band-Aids, Ziploc sandwich bags, quart Ziploc bags, snack-size bags, 1 bottle of Elmer's glue. 4 to 8 glue sticks is not enough. 1 ruler, 1 magic eraser, and pink erasers. Wow. Almost sound like a conspiracy between Office Depot and school districts. Or school has gotten much harder or more interesting than in 1956 in Miami. I'm amazed that small kids can even mount the bus steps wearing such loaded backpacks. I feel for parents who have to find these things, much less pay for them. And I understand much better why we need to pray for them and bless their backpacks. Going through that list of supplies did get me thinking about what it might be like for us to prepare backpacks to carry with us as we follow Jesus and seek to be his disciples. I don't mean the worn black leather briefcase I carry with me to the office every Tuesday and Thursday It went with me to court for 10 years. Now I carry it to the office here. It has my date book, a directory of St. Catherine's Parish, and my folder of things to work on in the office. But I wonder, we do need backpacks if we're going to follow Jesus. And I wonder if we need any of the items that are required for the children. Well, we do need a backpack, although Jesus once admonished his followers to travel light and take only what they absolutely needed. If we're going to journey forward, serving Jesus and our neighbors, we will need a few supplies. First, we need small scissors with name. We might need them to cut loose our ties when we are tempted to stay in place and not discover the grace and the mercy of getting up and going. We definitely need at least one large pink eraser, much bigger than this one. Maybe a whole carton of them. Erasers are good for getting rid of mistakes, and we will make plenty of the mistakes if we follow Jesus with gusto and courage. We will make mistakes. We will even sin along the way. So we need something to erase the bad things, even if a little smudge is left. Be sure to include a package of colored pencils or markers. You see, the world into which we go following Jesus is multicolored. It has people of all colors. If nothing else, if we are to file accurate reports of our journey, we need to be able to portray things as they are, and that means in full color. It's not that we all have to be master artists, but we will need the colored pencils. The next supply we need is a good sturdy ruler. You might be tempted to do what Sister Joseph Mary of the Immaculate Heart of Mary did to your brother in second grade and attempt a correction of your traveling companions. However, the better use of this ruler is to measure how we're doing. It's not easy to follow Jesus. Sometimes the next village turns us away. Sometimes there is suffering. And sometimes we misread the signs and we fail to speak the good news clearly enough. So we will need a ruler to measure our progress, even if it pains us to see how short we've come or how far we have to go. So keep the ruler handy. We don't need the Lysol wipes, oddly enough, since we have been washed clean by the stirring water of our baptism. We probably need to wash our feet when we stop for the night to get the dust off. But if the Lysol wipes are to protect us from icky and harmful things, we need to trust God and His grace to keep us safe. I suspect it's going to be a challenge to equip our backpacks so they don't weigh us down. We need to travel with them. We need them to aid our journey. We need to make room also for, a Bible. And since we are Episcopalians, maybe a prayer book. I might carry some bread and wine in my backpack, although that could get messy if we journey through a hot climate like Florida. And let us carry letters of recommendation that those we meet will know we come from God. When I was dean of St. Paul's Cathedral in Buffalo, one of the refugees from the Sudan appeared at the cathedral and gave me a letter, folded up many times, creased, been through a lot. A letter from the dean of All Saints Cathedral in Cairo in Egypt, where many Sudanese Anglican refugees found spiritual home. This letter, addressed to Christian brothers and sisters throughout the world, commended Mary as a sister in Christ and hoped we would welcome her. We should probably carry such a letter in our backpacks. I don't know whether it's a good or bad that getting ready for school now costs so much money. I don't know whether backpack-toting young people learn better than we did. I really don't know what you would find in those backpacks at the end of the year. But let us get ours filled and check off the list. And meet me here next Sunday, backpack in tow. Our journey continues. Amen.